Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And as is usual and customary, it's time for our weekly visit with a columnist for the Journal Inquirer, a legendary print guy. That'd be Chris Powell. Hi, Chris.
What's print?
Okay. You're big when it comes to the mate. I don't know what. Well, there you go. Pixels. You're big into pixels. I was just mentioning this a little while ago and reading one of your more recent columns. And by the way, you can read Chris at journalinquirer.com. A little thought into the mix. It's always, worth reading. Right now, everybody, it's tolls. Of course, yesterday it was the vaccinations. I still am not convinced the tolls won't be coming back, but nevertheless. But while we're paying attention to all these things, there's still a lot of things that are going on in the General Assembly, at least are being proposed, which maybe not to the grand scale, but are pretty interesting, aren't they?
Yeah, and there's some freedom of information issues that those of us in the former print industry are interested in. I think you're right. Tolls are going to come back, and if tolls don't come back, the people who want more money for state government will find some other way of getting money.
Well, of course.
I'm afraid the other,
well, of course.
The other ways will be less visible than tolls.
But I suppose, Chris, I suppose that the one right now that you're listing in this article, it's not really all that long, but marijuana legalization, I think that'll be a big deal.
Well, there seems to be, surprisingly to me anyway, a fair amount of opposition to it in the legislature. stereotype of the Democrats up there is that they're smoking dope all the time, and that they just think that this is a gold mine. But that's not really quite true.
No,
they don't seem to have the votes for it now, and they didn't have it last year. I do have to wonder a little bit about the sense of it all. If their big revenue ideas are not just legalizing marijuana, but expanding gambling. Those things are really not social goods in themselves, but
for the revenue producers.
Yeah, if you're a Democrat up there, getting more money tends to trump everything.
And that undoubtedly is moral. So you've got that all done. By the way, there's another thing. Speaking of revenue sources, I think it was Jillian Gilchrist from West Hartford had a bill wanting to put a tax on firearms ammunition, and a fairly significant one.
Yeah, I guess last year she proposed putting an excise tax of 50% on ammunition, and this year her bill says 35%. It's hard for me to see how this is a violence control mechanism. If you're going to shoot somebody or rob a store, you don't need a lot of ammunition.
No.
And odds are your crime is going to more than pay for your discharge of the ammunition. The people this is going to affect are your gun enthusiasts, your target shooters, your hunters.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's really what the bill is meant to do. It's meant to punish them for their support of the Second Amendment.
For their passion to the Second Amendment.
Their rights. It's not going to discourage any criminals. It's not going to reduce any gun violence. It's really just punitive, and it made me think that the president is always complaining about fake news. What if he decided in pursuit of stamping out fake news to, you know, put a 35% tax on printer's ink. If you can tax the Second Amendment out of existence, you can do the same to the first.
Well, of course you can. There's one thing that, and Joe Courtney, we talk to him occasionally, and, you know, maybe once a month, something like that. And as you know, he's in the 2nd District, which is the home of Electric Boat. And so here you are with less war. We need fewer submarines and jet fighters. My, them's fighting words.
Well, it is, but, you know, just like you don't ask the barber if you need a haircut, you probably shouldn't be asking a member of Congress from Connecticut whether we need more jet fighters and submarines. I don't know you could ever really get an impartial answer out of a Connecticut
right.
representative. You know, it's not to say Joe's wrong. I mean, he's very conscientious.
He is.
Legislature, he's head of a Sea Power subcommittee. My criticism here was mainly that, well, they're upset that Trump has diverted this military appropriations money, which was put together very thoughtfully, but he's diverted some of it to his border wall, and the Democrats in Connecticut are mad at that.
Okay.
But I point out that you know, if they wanted to make a compromise with him on immigration and give him something for his border wall, that might have ensured all their military appropriations till hell freezes over. And they didn't want to do that because really facilitating illegal immigration is the most important thing to Democrats in Connecticut.
You know, from Joe's point of view, and here's kind of what I'm saying, is one thing that he always stresses is the number of jobs it provides, you know, in the southeast part of the state, which, you know, economically, other than the casinos, doesn't have a whole lot going on. Well, actually, they do. It's big tourism and all that. But nevertheless, but, you know, the big question is, you know, and I've thought about this a number of times, if war is different now, and if the competitions are different now, not traditional conventional warfare, do you really need a submarine?
Well, that's the issue that we elect our congressman to review. I don't think any congressman from Connecticut in modern times has ever come to the conclusion that we need fewer jet engines and, you know, fewer submarines, and I don't think that'll ever happen. All I'm saying is that politics is compromise here, and if they'd, I think, given something to Trump for his border wall, no matter how silly they think the border wall is, you know, maybe Trump would not have gone to the submarines and jet engines first to transfer the money for the border wall.
Okay, so let's go on with this. And, you know, as you know, a number of guys on this station, and, you know, us included, I suppose, Joe and I, but we've always been, you know, forget the tolls, we don't want tolls, da-da-da-da-da. And so kind of back to where we started, I'm not sure the tolls are gone. I think they'll be back. That's just the way I'm feeling about it. And that's, I've seen these guys work, so I kind of know what goes on. So anyway, but I think, you know, some people see this as a point of departure. The people united, we stopped this thing, and boy, where do we go now? And you're saying, is there any place for them to go, or can they go?
Well, there's lots of things we could do to economize in state government, at least many expensive policies we could audit for their success or failure.
I'd love that.
I was hoping that the No Tolls group, which did such a remarkable job, would evolve into some more general economizing group. Apparently, they're not going to do it, but you know, I can get on all my hobby horses about why we keep raising education spending every year, even though enrollment declines and results
are not that good.
Stagnant.
Yeah.
And you know why the government employee compensation comes before all the other undertakings of government, why welfare policy just perpetuates poverty, why urban policy is never fixed the cities in Connecticut. There's a lot of failure here, but the policies just rumble on, spending money without results.
This gets depressing. It really does. So what's next? And you think about it. Well, I mean, there was a significant Tea Party movement here. And, you know, some of those guys got elected, some of those guys and gals. But, you know, have you seen a difference? No, I don't think so.
No, but you've got to give alternatives to the public
exactly.
and to the legislature.
Right.
The legislature. You know, it's great that you say no to no revenue, but...
But now what?
Everybody's going to be coming back, oh, there's this need and that need, and some of them are very genuine needs. So, You have to give alternatives. All right. That's really where the Republican Party has failed in the state.
Right.
That's where I'm afraid the No Tolls group has failed, too.
Chris, it's great, as always. Thank you. Chris Powell, JournalInquirer.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.